1450 KBMW.
All right, good morning. Yeah, we're back. Snooze Day Tuesday going on. August 12th, and yes, the dog days of summer officially ended yesterday. I didn't know that that they actually ended, and I thought they ended the end of August. But they begin sometime in July. They end on August 11th. So if you're waking up feeling a little different today, that's why. I'm rambling. Let's get to something good here, talking real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good to have you in. Were you aware that dog days were over yesterday?
I was not, and it kind of makes me a little bit sad.
I know. That's why I brought it up. I thought I got to wait till Cherry gets and drop this on you, because you're such a summer person.
I am a summer person, but when you say that now, my next thought is Christmas trees.
Right, right. And you got something to do with that, too. And,
I do.
You know, and we'll get to that much later.
That's right.
But right now, let's talk real estate and let's talk numbers with Steve Dietrich. Anything good? Anything?
Just plugging along.
Just
a tiny bit up or a tiny bit down, but pretty much hanging steady in that 6.5% range.
Right. You know what I love about you guys coming in here when you come in early and we can start talking about things? Then I like get questions in my head. You both mentioned all the moving parts that go on within the industry now that didn't used to be there. You know, back then, what are some of those moving parts that you're looking at?
You know, there's so many moving parts in the process of buying or selling a house. Once you have the house listed, you've got, of course, negotiations on your property. If once we have buyers come in and may have multiple offers, which is always a nice situation. But then once you have an accepted offer, you've got inspection details that you may have to work through, appraisal that you may have to work through. There's closing techniques, title search. So there's lots of steps.
A lot of stuff going into it. And something, too, that came up in our off-air conversation, too. And, Steve, I'll throw this one at you. Do you ever get tips from people? I mean, people that call you and go, hey, so-and-so is planning on buying or selling. Does that ever happen?
Well, it does happen. You know, and sometimes it's with people that you're working with who are also trying to find a house when we're in the market we're in right now, and, you know, there's not many listings out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody is kind of scrambling to see what might be coming on, and if there's a for sale by owner or something like that, or a friend of a friend might be thinking about it, you get those tips, and you try to check them out and see what's going to happen.
We do that with everything from news and weather and sports. I mean, things kind of roll in here. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering from our conversation if that happens with you a lot in real estate.
It does, and we see that on social media quite a bit too, where you know, somebody may say, I'm looking for a local realtor, who can I call? And then we'll have former clients chime in and, you know, leave our name and information there. So I mean, it's always great to have those referrals.
Sure.
You know, we appreciate the repeat clients. So but yeah, it's great to have our name out there.
Well, and again, let's kind of review the summer so far. We're talking August 12th right now, so we got a little summer left. Has it been good for you? I mean, you know, buying and selling, or just overall, would you say it's been a pretty good summer, or just average?
I would say average.
Okay.
Of course, we always hope that it increases, you know, and the amount of properties on the market increases, but you know, it's kind of been up and down this summer.
Yeah.
Kind of following some of the normal traditions of the market, that if you will. But yeah, I think overall, I think it's kind of just average.
Okay. So what about the fall then? Things pick up then? Because three of us have talked about the seasonal effect too.
Well, I always think of the aspect of school. You know, and people who are wanting to move to Wapton for whatever reason, a lot of times want to be here before school starts to get their kids enrolled, and with that may, you know, start looking for a house.
Mm-hmm.
There's the other side of that too, where some people just want to get settled in Wapton, make sure that they like the community, they like their job, and then, you know, probably in, you know, late September, maybe early October, they realize, you know, maybe we should look for a house.
Right.
I think we're staying here.
Absolutely.
You know, so there is that push, you know, right in this time of the year, and I certainly have gotten busier than I was, you know, so I'm seeing a few things happen personally, but Still looking for more of those houses.
So how do you juggle all this business and grandkids too, Steve?
Well, I'm at the lake kind of this week with one, and I'll tell you what, by 9 o'clock at night, I'm wore out.
Yeah, and then you too, Sherry. I mean, how does this, you said one of the reasons you got into it was because of the flexibility, and you could get some family time.
Absolutely. You know, number one, I'm a mom first.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of that. My career comes next. And I like the flexibility with the real estate business. I could attend the kids' concerts, sporting events, and that was always most important to me. And then, you know, after their sporting events, go to showings or what have you, and it's been a great ride.
All right. And again, always looking at people. If you're looking to intern, if you've just got questions or you've been thinking about getting into the real estate market, just stop in or give you a call, right?
That's right.
Steve, Sherry, great to have you in this week.
Thanks, Bill.
Enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll talk again next Tuesday. It's 9:13. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.